It got Omega of the Comet Crusaders podcast. He also has worked on the Undercover Capes podcast network and Outside the Panels. He's also geek as fuck. So let us sit down and discuss how he got into podcasting, some of his awesome tips and tricks, and other awesome and beyond diverse commentary. Welcome to the show.
Whippa! Cam, thank you for having me, baby. I appreciate it. How you doing?
I cannot complain. Cannot complain at all. So it's always dynamite when I listen in on your show and see the various blog posts and interviews. And as we were saying off air before, geekdom does not have to be toxic. I remember back, I think in the 2000s, where people would dispute the difference between a geek and a nerd. And it's like, it doesn't matter. What it means is you like a lot of stuff that not everyone likes.
And that's okay. I grew up in that era where we had to hide our comic books in our book bags and a lunchtime nerd table, if you will, where we're talking about the latest Iron Man or Cap back in the day. The good times, you know, back in the day, those late 80s comics. Again, you know, I graduated in 93, folks. You know, don't let the white hairs fool you. This is called stress. I had great comics, you know, good stuff. And, you know, I had a tribe, luckily, that enjoyed this, but I didn't kind of find them till I was about 12, 13 years old, if you will.
I mean,
a nerd from 8 years old up until about 12 by myself. Like, I didn't know anyone else liked this stuff.
And it is kind of funny how it goes in waves. Some of the same guys who are like, hey, you know, turn away from the TV, you're melting your brain, or throw those comics away, read a real book. Some of those are the same guys who they're geeks without realizing they're geeks. They're the guys who can name the A and B side of a vinyl track, you know?
Right. You're geeks yourself. Stop it. Your geekdom is just different.
Stop denying yourself what you are. Yeah,
absolutely. That's why Comic Crusaders, you know, yeah, don't let the name just fool you. We celebrate all pop culture, you know, music, film, and everything. I mean, you know, geekdom is so broad. I mean, who hasn't sat down, Cam, with a comic book in their hand, you know, and put a dope soundtrack behind them as they read their favorite book? I mean, who hasn't done that? I mean, that, you know, it's a mix of music and comics. So, you know, that it's a wonderful mix.
Well, you got a cooking show on in the background. I don't know.
Hey, but listen, there's cooking comic books coming out. There's cooking manga comic books.
Is there really? Out there?
And, yeah, absolutely. I've seen them. You know, they've come through to the business. You know, as I share them with my Crusaders, so there's been manga books, like, you know, try the recipes based on these cartoons, you know, these foods that they show there. I mean, it's wild stuff. One of my guys did a review, Nemesis, on one of those Japanese anime shows, cooking books. And they did some type of a cake or cookie or something. And he was happy with how it came out. I'm like, thank goodness you're a great cook, because it was me. I would have the fire department here, but that was me.
How do you, when you're just breathing in all this knowledge, how do you even break it down and have it make sense to you?
Oh, man, I absorb everything as it comes in. You know, I'm not just a CEO, folks. I'm also the editor of the site as well. I got to sit down.
Fascinating.
And as everything comes in, I'm seeing everything. So, a lot of the time, you know, my reading power is probably this high, you know, to actually read a complete book. But I get so much taste of it in the previews that I constantly see that I have to post. Like, you know, it's just something that gets naturally absorbed. So people are so surprised sometimes by the shit that I am keeping up with. And, like, it's not intentional. It's just it comes through. I share it.
No, it's lovely.
You know, but I share it because I like it, you know, and I think, okay, this deserves a share. And, you know, again, I'm not posting things that I don't want to share. Understand?
Right.
So, you know, that's how I keep up to date, basically, on these shorts, all this news, amazing people talking to folks like yourself and sharing our vast experiences, if you will, and our love of geek culture, you know, across the board. You see me. I'm a comic guy, but geez, you think I'm also a toy guy, right? You know what I mean?
And even I just think you're a very diverse guy, really.
Look at this. Look at this. Old school, baby. Look at
Super
that.
Nintendo Spawn. Wow, baby.
Listen, it's in there, baby. Look at that.
Oh, sweet.
There's actually a custom case. My brother gifted me this. You know, he's like, okay, I saw you got the
game. He's a good sibling.
Yeah. I put them onto everything. I happen to send them today. A commercial about my buddy, and he just sends me back, I hate you, because, you know, I'm a good big brother. When my buddy came out, so did Child's Play. So, you know, I did my job as a big brother and terrorizing with the poor doll. I just asked him, like, whatever happened to it? It's probably buried somewhere.
So when did it all begin, really? Like, to the point where you're just like, I love these kinds of different comics, movies, music, everything. It speaks to me. It gets me up in the morning. It's the first thing I do before I move on with my life. But when did you realize that it had hit a nerve, that you had made a connection with this pop culture?
Well, since I was a kid, I mean, you know, it took me out. I mean, you know, I love my family and all, but, you know, we didn't have the best upbringing. You know what I mean? We weren't rich. You know what I mean? So, you know, to be able to, again, I was buying comics, you know, for a dollar at Grand Book Center. So that was just something that just took me out of space and time, if you will. Took me away from those hard times. That's why I appreciate Comics for Theater. That's why I appreciate good storytelling. You know, something that would take me out of the space that I was in, you know, and to a whole, okay, I'm this hero for this moment, or I'm this villain. Again, it's probably why I like villains so much, because I probably understand them a lot more than a good guy. But, you know, I was a kid. And then, you know, 2006 came, you know, having a conversation with friends who wanted to start a business, comic book store.
There you go.
That was the initial idea.
You talked about it before, but I keep forgetting.
This is 2006, though. You know what I mean? So economy was tough. And a lot of stuff started happening. And unfortunately, I couldn't do that. So I always held on to the name. You know, I try, you know, go to do little cons here and there to keep the name out there. And come, like, what was it, 2014? You know, we moved from New York to Mass, and I don't know what to do with this. And, you know, my wife at the time was like, yo, why don't you be like a TMZ of comics?
There you go.
I was like, you know what? I don't want to be a TMZ of comics, because TMZ, I find, is negative, because, you know what, they, you know, they're very negative sometimes, you know, and what they do, and their ambush reporting and all
that.
That's
how they get clicks. Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I like the idea, but I think I'm going to flip from negative to positive. How about that? There you go. So then I started learning. All right. So let me learn how to build a website. Because who the hell am I? I don't know. So I started looking into people first. Somebody did me a generic website, you know, and that's what I did for a little bit. Then I, you know, thank God for WordPress.
Right.
when I found that, I started doing my own stuff, and, you know, building it myself, building a team, learning how to navigate and speak to publishers to get access, you know, showing, you know, what's traffic, what's this, what's SEO, what's that.
This exists. Does this.
A learning curve and a half. But I always loved tech. So, you know, I'm one of those, you know, kids from New York. I love my technology. It was funny that my family had seen the recent Transformers movie. And when they all came out, they texted me like, yo, that main actor reminded me of you back then.
Oh, nice.
Like, oh, shit, stop it. So, you know, I was a tech guy like that. So, you know, I love to absorb it, and I've just learned. Everything's been learning. And to this day, I keep learning. Everything about websites, you know, introduction of AI and how we could incorporate that to what we do. You know, so many things.
No, that's lovely, because, yeah, so many people just work way too long and then just get all caught up in the fact that they're unhappy, they're getting into their middle age, and they're just realizing, wow, I could be doing this and that because this is what I love.
Yeah, follow your passion, folks. I mean, why not? What's wrong with that? Follow what you love and, you know, share what you love, because you never know what could happen. Honest to goodness. I mean, I've had wonderful opportunities come across. You know, so, and I've been happy. Again, I've met wonderful people that have become friends, many creative people that have become
so
supportive of not just the brand, but of myself as a person. So it's like, wow, I've developed, you know, friendships. And I think that's so valuable. This industry needs that positive energy, that supportive energy.
It's lacking the positivity.
It's lacking, folks. We need to, again, lift it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. People bitching about this, that, the other. Who cares? Tell your story. Stop bitching about what everybody else is doing. Do you. Stop being comparative and show your goddamn work. That's all. I'm talking to everybody across every board, spectrum, genre, race, whatever the hell you fucking doing. I'm sorry. I don't have a curse here. I mean, but no, that's how I feel. This is how I feel. Because it's like, dude, just get it done. Stop being comparative. Do your work. Show it. Show how good it is. But don't be like, oh, mine is better than this because of this. Oh, look at this. Oh, because
I'm bigger dick than him. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Yeah.
Do your work. Prove it. You know, find your audience. But don't be negative about it. Just show how awesome you are. How about that? Is that so right? Hard to do?
Yeah.
I get mad about that. Me, I go, I want to just spread positivity and love. There's so many good things out there. Why we got
people make it so hard? Down?
There's no need for that, folks. Let's lift people up, you know? And I know negativity is clickbait, but, you know, positivity should start being the real clickbait. If you want to feel good, right, you know, the earth algorithm energy change, baby, let's change with it.
Right? So with your giant crew that you got now, how would you describe the day-to-day functions, you know, editing? I mean, I know you do a lot of the editing and scheduling, but when you had the rest of your guys on, like, as guests, did you get to the point where you were like, I want to survey every comic book place I know in town first and then build from that?
No. You know, I found my people, my teammates, if you will, via through social media. My team, interestingly enough. Right? So, you know, putting out ads. And I, you know, and as I built the team, like, Johnny's one of my OG. Johnny Hughes, shout out Outside the Panels. Been with me for years. We call him the machine because he has like over 1,000 pieces of content on the website thus far.
Yeah.
I mean, in his time, he's been with me. He's an amazing host and interviewer. And you know, using his experience, you know, working with me, we've basically vet out people. Like, you want to contribute, that's great. You know, we check you out. You know, we don't want people, again, that are about negative energy. We want to be about political themes. We're not I want to stay away from that. For me, that's our cancer. We don't want that in our area.
Right.
Political themes are cancerous themes that discuss on pop culture websites. Stay away from that shit, in my opinion. But anyway.
No, fair enough.
You know, there's things that you can't talk about, but unfortunately, most people don't share facts. Most people want to share an opinion and then force it down. This is why I want to stay away from those political themes, because those are like talking about like religion, right? You the things you can't talk about with family, you also can't share those themes.
Unless it's maybe part of the comic. I don't really see a point either.
But, yeah, exactly. If it's a theme in the comic, absolutely right. But unfortunately, my brother commentary. Cam, every day people find a political theme somehow in a comic somewhere. Oh, they took a dig at this. Oh, God.
Yep. What can I
enjoy something? You know, people wonder why movies like John Wick and you know get popular. Why? Because it dumps us down. We don't want to be in a political theme. We just want to see a kick-ass movie. That's it.
Right.
That's it. What happened?
Yeah. Well, and then it gets even more like ridiculous when you see them. Oh, this is good, but this sucks, even though it's doing exactly what that other thing I like is doing. It's like, so then we're back to square one of, okay, why didn't this work for you?
Because the other pens is doing it, apparently.
I guess we got to talk, like we're 2 years old. Who have been some of your favorite interviews? I really appreciated just seeing so many different actors, comic book creators. You've interviewed David Dastmalchian of The Dark Knight.
That small chin, he taught me. He was like, listen, because I was like, yo, I don't want to smash in it how you do that. He goes, my wife taught me the perfect thing. He goes, just say that small chin. And that's how you pronounce my name. I said, okay. All right. Ever since then, I never forgot. Actually, after the interview, I saw him like a couple of weeks after at San Diego Comic Con. I was like, yo, Dave. He was like, oh, Mega. He remembered me. And ran and took a picture of me and everything. I was like, oh, snap, this is awesome.
That's sweet, man.
Yeah, Tommy Fallon is always awesome, because could you imagine you go to a con and Tommy Fallon says, yo, Al! I'm like, everybody looks like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, the Tommy Fallon one was great. You've interviewed
so many. I love all these people, because they just come up with such great energy.
Yeah, people who are just original. My pals Lindsay G and Chris Grant have been on there.
We had fun talking about the Bagel Mafia. Let me talk. Well, that was one of my first. And then, you know, immediately after our podcast, I decided to make, you know, kind of memes. You know, I sent it to them personally about the Bagel Mafia. and the Kaiser Roll Mafia. They started dying. They're like, no, you goddamn didn't. You fucking psycho. We had fun. They're amazing. I mean, what a great couple of creators that make such great, fun books. And again, understand what comics is supposed to be.
So, and they've been doing it long enough, they could stand on their own 2 feet now.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful thing? And not
done answering again, to the man.
And again, exactly, doing it on their own. The beauty of the independent community and world nowadays, my man. Isn't it? It's a wonderful thing that people could ride and stand on their own through Kickstarter, Indiegogo, Zoop, so many different platforms. I mean, it's beautiful. It is that golden age of the creator and indie owned. We don't need those big publishers, baby.
None.
I mean, I've been approached multiple times, Cam, by different publishers. Like, hey, you ever want to do a Comic Crusaders anthology? You know what I mean? Well, all the creatives you've spoken to. And I mean, many have told me after the fact, hey, if you ever want to do something, let me know. I mean, I would probably be able to create a monstrous anthology. You know, but I want to wait also for the right time.
And that means a lot because you left a first impression, so to speak, that's now long lasting.
Oh, let me tell you, I walk around with this logo at a Comic-Con. I've had people pull me over at a convention. Like, are you Al? I'm like, yeah, they just give me a hug. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, that's lovely.
Thank you for the support. I'm like, oh, I mean, you know, I'm happy.
I didn't know you knew me, but that's not just me.
It's my team, you know. Again, you know, Danny, Antonio, Nam, Luke, Dave. I mean, I have so many people on the team. Freya, random dude. I mean, God, the list just goes on. And again, when I say Dave, I think I probably have multiple days.
How would you describe the day-to-day process? Like, when you guys are pitching ideas around and making phone calls?
No. My day-to-day, I live on email.
Oh, okay.
I'm an email man, and then everything's appointments on emails, communicating through email. Hey, guys, you want to do an advanced preview? Hey, guys, you want to do an advanced review? Hey, I'm a new creator. Do you have time for me? And what do we do? Just share links. Girl, just pick a date. We got you. You know, I've heard horror stories how other websites, you know, tell independent creators, hey, you got to be, are you on Diamond? Are you on Lunar? Oh, you know, how big is your campaign? And they start judging. If you're in support of the comic book industry and creators, how about support the comic book industry and creators? And, you know, and these guys that you're probably denying now are going to be the guys that are going to have the biggest project in the future. And I goddamn hope they remember when you denied them. Because guess who's not going to deny you? Us. Comic Crusaders will always have an open door for every single creator, whether you're on comic books, music, you know what I mean? Movies.
Stop acting like you can only do corporate stuff. Yeah.
Bring it, baby. We got you. We love this culture. We love our entertainment. I mean, especially now with this strike going on, we're going to be on such a drought of original content for a while.
Yeah.
Let's get real here. You know what I mean? So let's hope that this gets sorted quickly. I mean, I saw people bitching about, oh, the Deadpool movie is delayed. Folks, they can't work on the movie. That's why it's delayed. It's not
purposeful
that it's not going to come out. It's like, until this thing is over, we don't know what's going to happen.
You got to say fuck you to AI, guys. Man.
I mean, again, yeah. And I had this conversation with my sibling. I love AI, but not on that. I understand that when it comes to trying to copyright and emulate on art, emulate on writing style, copyright infringement, I'm not with.
Right. But
what I am with on the AI is the idea capability if you're a business owner. Like, hey, I mean, it could peruse your website and give you SEO. It could peruse your website and say, hey, maybe you should try this content. I mean, it could peruse your podcast and say, do this. It could, you know, you could, this podcast right here, we could upload to AI. It could make our life easier by processing our notes, our summary, and the whole thing. So when it comes to that, I think that's where AI is powerful. And that's where I'm with AI. But so all my creators out there, I'm with you when it comes to copyright infringement. You know, I love how Google Bard, for example, you cannot for your, I tested it, you cannot for your life put in the style of somebody, in the style of this. You can't, you have to really do something original, what you want. You can, you know, and I love that. That's proper taking care of artists and creators and protecting them from that infringement. Because the last thing I want to see is scumbags at a convention selling prints of art from you know, dope, you know, stating that they're from by dope creators when they're just basically robbing them. And that's so unfair.
Absolutely. I, you know, that's just it. The, it it's Apple 2.0/Skynet technology. And it's just a shame that it takes one to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that Hollywood even wants to use your image, like, oh, we'll use you in an extra for a day. We'll pay you the day rate, which is less than $200.
Just because we don't want to pay
you. We're going to own your you know, your image forever, and we could throw you in any random movie. Like, so you want me to star, you know, or be a part of some random backgrounds of many movies, but not compensate me for my image? Are you insane?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
Illegal, I mean, is still
that's
illegal.
Also what these guys are fighting for. The little guy. Because the little guy needs to be also protected. It's not just about the big guys getting their check, folks. It is about the little guy too. Don't think this is about greed. Don't
they can go on Google Maps and steal our image and just put it in a random.
Media wants to fool you. Media wants to. Oh, look at these greedy guys. No, no, no. They're protecting the little guy too.
Isn't it always funny how the people who say we're greedy are still corporate media? So what does that make them?
But listen, right? I mean, if you're making 30 times over or even 300 times over what the bottom person is making, I think there's a problem there. I mean, listen, it's okay to make some money. I understand. It's this is a capitalist country. Capitalism, you know, business. It is what
it's
it
all
is.
Systematic but at the end of the issues. Day,
let's be fair. When you see yourself at 300 times over your bottom person, you should look. I mean, you know what? I mean, this is, lifetime of money. My children's lifetime, their kids' life. I mean, let me cut this a little bit. You know, let's give back. I mean, but why does nobody want to give back? And I hate that. Greed is so powerful. It's so fucking evil. God
absolutely.
Damn.
Oh, and then I see people trying to use money to influence others. I was helping someone build a podcast network, and he was like, at the end of it, I'm going to take out loans and then start paying everyone this so I can have loyalty. I'm like, no, 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 no. Now they. Making people owe you something is not how this works.
Oh yeah, but that's the devil's. That's how the devil works.
Bingo.
Right?
Which you is know, why I'm uncomfortable with that. Which is why I'm a volunteer. I refuse to do this for money.
My team, we don't get paid. You know what? What do we? I do. Yeah, listen, we get access to comic books massively early, movies, books. So, you know, that's how I compensate you. You're getting early access to material that you probably would not have otherwise. I mean, we save on Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, because we get that access. So it's like, guys, let's have a watch party so you guys can review this. You know, hey, check out. I got these awesome books early. You know, I work with amazing publishers that give us that access, you know, and I stay true, not sharing anything publicly ever, you know, only within my team so they could handle the review. And, you know, and the whole team doesn't get access to everything. Books are assigned, you know?
Yeah.
So this is what it is. I don't give someone access full to the folders. You crazy? Because then that'll be fucked up. God knows, because, you know, this is why some companies, for, you know, I don't want to mention names, but some companies have stopped, you know, overall giving review copies in advance because of other websites, you know, blatantly sharing shit publicly in advance of any embargoes. I'm like, wow, why can't you? They give us the honor of seeing the books early, and I know we love this, but then do you really got to have that first scoop so bad that you got to ruin it for everybody?
Right, exactly. And same thing with the trailer. I really, now explain to me this, Al. So many people, even if they're not buying into the clickbait, it's like they just want to be angry when the trailer is kind of like a commercial. It's its own entity. We were talking Deadpool earlier. Almost all the stuff in there is not in the movie. You can't say, I know the movie. I saw the trailer. Bullshit. If it's all deleted scenes, you didn't see the movie.
Yep. And they do that on purpose. Like you said, clickbait. They show us things intentionally. Those leaked pictures, quote unquote. Come on, leak my ass. I mean,
it's the same thing.
They do
thing.
That on purpose. Keep interest, you know, tease you. Most of that shit probably won't be in the movie.
It really is of interest. When they'll do the whole, oh, we're seeing so-and-so rumored to be doing casting. It's like, well, yeah, they leaked that to see how many people reacted. And if they don't like the turnout, the reaction, so to speak, then they're not going to go with that so-called new casting or new idea.
They gauge that algorithm, baby. They gauge that algorithm. They know how to use it. They put their AI to work.
Sometimes they go on the negative effect, too.
This shit.
Absolutely. And if there's a big negative outturn, that's just as much good. And they're like, hey, we got 20 million people reacting to this. Maybe we got something after all, even though it's all negative. Yeah. You know?
Exactly. They want to trigger people one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strategy.
So if you were going to do some reform, other than asking, say, producers to stop hiring movie trailer companies to make trailers and just do it in studio like the old days, what else would you do to kind of reform Hollywood and get rid of some of these boomers who have no idea how to connect with all eras of people?
Allow the creators to create, you know, listen to them, especially if, you know, if they're coming from, you know, like a comic book movie, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of these directors that handle these movies, not for nothing, they just don't goddamn understand the character.
They just don't.
And they put their own spin on it. Well, this is what I think it would be. Ain't about what you think.
Yeah,
let's bring about the character as they are. You know, how about make the scenario about what you think? And how would that character would handle what you think? How about that? You know what I mean? Or some shit like that. But no, they don't do that, you know. So keep away from personal opinion, the political. Let's go back to the source material. If, again, like you said earlier, if it happens to be political, so be it. And then you keep true to the nature of the original. But so stop changing things. Stop. You know, whitewashing, blackwashing, brownwashing.
Yes, the whitewashing.
Whatever you want to call it, stop the washing. Let's get out, you know. I want to see original characters of my own on screen. I don't want to see, you know, take mantles over that don't even belong to us, you know, just because it's for us.
Stop doing the whole, it was
stop selling us narratives, sell us stories. That's all. Stop selling us narratives, sell us stories. That's my opinion.
And why did they do the whole, oh, it was in the old days? I'm like, that's fine, but you're adapting an outdated character, so you're going to have to update it.
You could update the uniform and all, you could change the story, but, you know, do you really, not what stories were, again, political, so you could change the story.
Yeah, if the character's a bigot, no, you might take that
How
part.
Would the character, you know, work with the new technology, this, that, you know, and again, you know, and stop dissing, you know, dudes, thank you, that's another thing, let's be fair again, just make normal movies where no one's being this and just, you know.
Exactly. They did it with Captain America. They had him be self-aware that he's being used as a propaganda tool.
Oh,
good idea.
Soldier, right? Oh, my God. That is my...
Can you imagine him being a oblivious poster boy? It would get pretty old pretty fast. It'd be kind of a...
Absolutely. This is why that... Box. For me, Winter Soldier is one of the best effing Marvel movies ever made, period. That is number one. It has not been toppled, in my opinion, yet. Because, again, it was about that self-awareness. It was an espionage. It was a spy flick with superhero uniforms.
Yeah, it was Indiana Jones adventure. Flick. Yeah.
Yeah, 007. It was all that. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's how you make movies, folks. Especially with political intrigue. That type of political intrigue.
Right? So much better.
Exactly, man. Please take me away from the real world, people.
Too much. What is real anymore?
Oh man, right? If you listen to people on the internet, we're living on different dimensions, and aliens are from a different dimension and on different wavelengths, and this, that, the other.
And misinterpreting the Matrix now is
No. If you want to laugh, on Friday night, I was outside of my back porch, and I'm looking up at the sky. It was a beautiful night here in Massachusetts, right? Beautiful.
Oh, sweet.
Looking at the stars, I'm like, wow. And I looked a little bit to my right, and Cam.
What'd you say?
I got the scare of my life. I saw like 12 lights in a row in line following each other, moving at high speed. I'm listening to music off my phone, so I got nervous, and I'm trying to turn off YouTube so I could get into my camera. By the time I turned it on and ran up to the top porch, it was gone. So I'm telling my brothers, yo, I saw something weird. And they're like, Al, whatever you're doing, stop doing and just go to bed.
You've had a big day.
I got to look this up. And apparently what I saw was the satellite link, the ones that Elon. I saw them in the sky, the Starlink satellites. Apparently, they were passing over Massachusetts at that time, low, like 300 feet above.
Damn. Some shit like that. So someone get to work. NSA, call it in.
Yeah, oh, bro. Again, with all this alien talk, do you understand the scare of my life I had on a Friday night? And I said, yo, it looks like it's heading to Boston. And he goes, there's nothing in Boston for them to even want to attack, so I think you're safe.
I'm walking here.
Hey, you know? Hey.
Oh, wait, that's New Jersey. My bad.
Hey, but we almost sound all the same, yet we make fun of one another. That's right. Coffee, coffee, you know, which is it? Cafe?
There you go.
We'll return after these messages.
The Jacked Up Review Show podcast is honored to be part of the Blind Knowledge Podcast Network. Join anytime, talk the talk, and enjoy yourselves. There's something enlightening for everyone with this crowd of cool cats. Check them out.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win. On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
Sweet. Oh, man. So that is electrifying and also chilling at the same time. So.
Yeah, but I read too many comic books. I'm into sci-fi. For a moment in time, I never thought he was going to get, you know, probed. I was like, oh my God, no, I'm a virgin. Leave me alone.
Were you always pretty fascinated by sci-fi?
Yeah, I love sci-fi. As a kid, I mean, who wasn't? I mean, you grew up watching
Twilight.
You'd
be surprised. I see people
all that good stuff. Oh, love it.
So that's a good cross-section. I see. Why is it that people, it's not just that some of them are obviously gatekeeping, but then you see others who need to get their head out of their ass. And it's like, no, that is not all of what said genre or subgenre entails. You can have an action movie that's just an exciting sports movie. It doesn't have to have fight scenes every minute. Horror, same deal. It doesn't have to be scary every minute. Sometimes it gets that label because it's a psycho thriller, monster movie, gothic. I mean,
look at Psycho, all right? Everybody knows that movie, but you really don't see anything in this movie.
Yeah, this imagery is all routined in your mind. Same thing with The Exorcist. Same thing with comedy. There's plenty of them which are satirical, but they're not funny, you know?
Yeah, like, but, you know, I'm going to probably get controversial here. I don't know if you liked it, but that last movie, Funny People, I did not find that funny at all.
Well, yeah, that was a misfire because it didn't seem to know what it wanted to be.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was watching. I'm like, what is this? I did not laugh once, not even a chuckle. I'm like, wow.
I didn't even learn
anything
about
comedy. But then I saw the Jennifer Lawrence, No Hard Feelings comedy. Uh-huh. That was a comedy. That was really funny, you know?
That's good.
Basically, an older woman trying to help a young man trying to get out of his show. You know, parents hire her. He don't know that, you know. Oh, it felt like an 80s type, you know, comedy. It was funny.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So a whole bunch of J-Law, a whole bunch. You know, you know what? Cam, if you're a church going man, after you see this movie, you're going to have to say a couple of Hail Marys. You see a lot of J-Law, a lot.
Oops. Sorry, not sorry. Who was your first big screen crush? Speaking of that,
which one?
Who was your big first big screen or small screen crush?
Oh man, come on! This is Milano. What?
All right, no, that's it's interesting to know because
no, who's the boss? He was boss. Honestly, he was really that was who the boss was. Cutie, for real. Who else? Obviously Wonder Woman, Linda Carter. You know, back all in right. the day, for yeah. real.
That makes sense.
I mean, where hell yeah, you give me that spin, mommy, any day.
No, it's interesting to know.
Elvira, even. I mean, and,
yes.
You know, even without the makeup, have you seen Elvira? What a beautiful woman she is.
An example of comedians can be sexy and funny. Yeah.
exactly. She doesn't take herself serious. She's in a story. We've had the pleasure of my nemesis. I got him his dream interview. We had the pleasure of having her on the Comic Crusaders podcast.
I'll have to look that one up. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, wonderful story. She appreciated it because there was a time she came out with a book and, you know, he read the book and he commented on certain things in the book that no other podcaster commented on. And she goes, wow, you just proved to me you read the book. Thank you. You know, type thing.
Yeah.
In the green room. She was very happy. Same thing when I interviewed Frank Stallone. You know, he was happy. I read his story. I mean, he watched his movie, his documentary about his story. I'm like, wow, like Frank Stallone. He was a pimp back in the day. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
Stallone brothers were with Max. Werepa.
It's eye-opening, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely talking to them. Yeah, but on the crush, there's so many, but it's just too many. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, 90s. I mean, we have so many.
Well, it's queens also,
back then.
I ask people that up front because then I can also figure out if they're a prude or a perv or if they're just an awesome guy and they know how to speak about what they love.
Absolutely.
Literally
I
love. Mean,
and even Natalie Portman, man, too. Oh. More now, too. Wow, yo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just wow, damn.
And now she's single, bro. We have a chance camp. So, you know, we got to get those haircuts, you know, and shave up, man. She's single. Let's go. Her man cheated on her. How dare you?
I didn't know that, but I love her also just as a filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. She's smart. I mean, she does her thing. She out there and she's like a classy, sexy, you know what I mean? Baby, you know, feminine. I like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't see that too often nowadays. Everybody want to try and beat you up.
If there is that, there's also just, you never know what you're going to get, really.
Well, again, I've been out of the game for too long, sir, and just stepping into the game again. So I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. I'm lost.
It's not a contest. It's not a contest.
Yeah, what does the eggplant mean again? I have no idea. I have no idea what the hell is going on nowadays, kiddo. Keep it with my comic books and movies. I'll keep moving forward. Don't you worry.
Totally. What upcoming comics are you anticipating the most right now?
I always continue with my Spawn storyline, the continuation of that new Conan run from Titan. I'm excited because they brought it back to old school. They took it away from Marvel. They're like, no, Marvel, you cannot put Conan In modern times, it just don't work. That's not what Conan is.
Not so what we want.
They yoinked that, you know, Titan got it. And that first issue, you know, sold out at a distributor level, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow. So that's going to show the power of Conan. Is this a new Bronze Age, baby? Because remember, it was Conan number one that brought in the original Bronze Age of comics.
Exactly. So,
you know, is this bringing in a new age for real? You know, because again, Titans to sell out at the distributor level for a Conan number one. And they had a multitude of variant covers on top of that. So it's great to see that. You know, the X-Men books are on fire. That gossip is juicy on those books that people are loving. You know, and again, just what an array of characters and how they're able to at least give everybody each their own story, if you will. And where you connect, you know, on such a level within one book to so many characters. Shit. I mean, that's powerful. You know, in DC moving on, I mean, you see my man Chris Ford on the team loving Night Terrors from DC. You know, the current event that DC is doing. So you guys got to check that out. Several reviews on these Comic Crew on the different titles if you want to get kind of an overall scope of what's popping there. You know, again, a lot of things, brother. There's too many things. The independent world's going nuts. As well, so you know, Image dropping Void Rivals. I mean, who doesn't want to read that? got Transformers and G.I. Joe popping into the Image universe. It's the first time the Transformers is an Image. And, you know, we're anticipating the Transformers run coming up in the fall. You know, that Cobra Commander number one, Duke number one, to bring in the G.I. Joe back to the Image U through this Void Rival. So,
yeah.
I mean, is that, I mean, Marvel got, what was it, ROM and Micronauts. You know, kind of a shame that not one label got it, because we could have finally probably seen a combined Hasbroverse and get to what we wanted. Like, I'm pissed that Transformers, the movie, they missed out. I'm going to say it here. They missed out on an opportunity, Cam.
Yeah. A big one. They had so many crossovers they could have done by now.
Listen, you saw the end of the new Transformers Rise of the Beast, did you?
Yeah, it was a delight seeing in theaters. I was telling James Gapsy, you're fun.
Big James, baby. Who will win?
Because, you know, I was seeing him react to Doll of Destiny rumors. I'm like, dude, fuck the internet. Go see the fucking movie.
Yeah. So seeing that ending, right? The bonus clip, you know, you know, G.I. Joe, everybody knows, right? Mm-hmm. I think they fucked up.
Oh, interesting. Oh, no, I'd love to hear that, you know, because
there, I think, listen, if humans are now getting Earth, you know, Transformer technology, and you got this kid that's a whiz kid, right? Why not introduce him to Mask? Have him be Matt Tracker, you know, because remember, if you watch the old school Mask cartoon, these are basically vehicles that would transform. And to, you know, something else.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
So imagine introducing that. Like, yo, we have the tech that could probably fight these guys. Yo, you could introduce like a Mask movie. Mask can't handle the Transformers threat in their movie. And then we get motherfucking G.I. Joe's like, yo, I think we have the right group to back you up. Holy shit. I think they, you know, what a connection for an Hasbroverse to bring something new to the screen as well. You know,
What's annoying is I'm seeing people always, anytime they do a crossover now, everyone's like, oh, they're aping MCU and DC. I'm like, guys, they've had crossovers for years. Look at the St. Elsewhere Valverde saga.
Yeah, listen, yeah, crossovers is crossovers. It's okay.
Valverde, you got Die Hard, Predator, Alien, Speed, Blade Runner, all in the same universe.
What? I mean, you want to talk about crossovers? You can even talk about the, you know, M. Night Shyamalan, too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
He did a crossover within his universe. That's okay. We figured out it was a connected universe thanks to that. We're like, whoa.
So many filmmakers pretty much will have Easter eggs implying that their movies are basically all connected. They're right.
And that's fine. What's wrong with having a universe? It's okay, because that's what makes it distinct. Again, sometimes I understand why comic book movies got to be different. So this is why anytime it's a comic book movie, I take the approach, this is the multiverse. You know, this is not my comic book universe. And I got to take it with a grain of salt. And whether it's going to be good or bad, let's see. Like, I'm looking forward to the Blue Beetle. I know it's a DC movie and everybody craps on DC.
Yeah.
But hey, this is the first time we get a Latino lead. Let me see what happens. I mean, everybody celebrated, you know, Shang-Chi and Black Panther, you know what I mean? Celebrate every other movie. So let's show some support for this one. Why not?
All right. And better safe than sorry, because these contracts, they're expiring soon. You won't get to do this anytime later.
If you like Karate Kid, you're going to see my man in the Blue Beetle uniform. I mean, from the Karate Kid TV show, that is. I love that show. A great way to do something from the 80s and bring it back properly, like they did with the Evil Dead show. Too bad that got canceled.
That's an idea. If you were a content creator, how would you run your writer studio, do you think?
Oh, man. Let's create something original. Let's have some fun, but I would definitely give them the creative control. You know, if I have an opinion, it's just that, an opinion, not something that I would force, something that maybe we could discuss. You know what I mean? And have a consensus belief.
You wouldn't let anyone.
Let consensus rule things. Yeah.
No one would be demeaned.
Not one person rule. Not one person is going to rule over here. Listen, if it's a labor of love, then let's prove it by making it a group effort. Because then it will really show, I think.
There you go.
Energy is real. And energy does display itself when something is done with originality and love. You could actually see it and feel it, you know, in one form or another, I believe.
Absolutely. And when you collect all those great moods, it's a thought you can't yeah, you want to recreate just endlessly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sometimes you can't recapture that energy. This is why you got to enjoy the moment, when they say. So enjoy that moment of that creative energy. Do your best work then. No, that's definitely very hard to recapture. This is when people see a sequel to something and they feel, oh man, I'm disappointed. Yeah, because sometimes the OG, it was just a moment, that moment in time.
You asked for too much. I don't know.
You know? Yeah. It's just, you know, you can't recreate energy, unfortunately.
Man, and we also wonder, what's it going to take to just encourage people to be constructive?
Dig into yourselves, folks. Try to be positive. I mean, stay away from watching the news. I think that's one thing. So much negativity, and the media spends nothing but negativity.
I do Google, and then I listen to Young Turks, and then I take off for the day.
Yeah, exactly. Do that. Listen to things you enjoy and take off. Listen to some good music. You know, get creative or go outside, take a walk, go to the gym. You know, make yourself a good meal. You know what I mean? Learn to do something new. Read a good book. But definitely stop watching the news. Start building your own brain and stop listening to other narratives. Because, you know, I think
life is boring again. I think we can sleep well.
Yeah, yo, exactly. Yo. Get it done, kiddo. Be happy. That's all. Try to be happy. Find the best in life. Listen, if you wake up every day, that's a good day.
That's a good point, too. I see so many that they just wake up and they just fret. It's like, well, you just gave all that energy that didn't merit that, all that negative energy.
Don't do that. Wake up, say thank you, I'm awake, let's get it done. And you know, listen, you have a roof over your head. Many of us, you know, we have food in our tummy, we have love, you know, in our circle, and appreciate that. And those that don't, you know what I mean, let's you know, and they need the help. So, you know, let's feel that energy and give them that love and support too that they need to lift themselves up. Energy is real. I want to keep saying that. No one really understands when I say it, but energy is real. People will feel it, and you know, it's something that's given. You could lift up somebody's
spirit. Absolutely, dude. I see my sister, she'll make all these pop culture jokes, and I tell her, hey, these people are not movie TV people. I'm not trying to ruin your scene here, but they're not going to get what you're talking about. And the next thing you know, she goes in, she gets all frustrated. Why does no one know what I'm talking about? I'm like, I told you. And you you should be able to read the room by now. Just come in and just go, yeah,
observe.
This is a geeky observe crowd. I think I can make a few jokes and they're going to get this Hasbro joke, this Star Trek reference, this, absolutely, I don't know, this superhero talk, this trending social media topic. Yeah.
Cam, when I'm in the room, I stay quiet for the first hour. I'm just looking around the room.
You study.
Yeah. And once I'm ready, it's all right. You know, is it time for Alex or is it time for Almega? And if Almega's in the room, it's going to be a good loud time. Always differentiate the energy too. Alex is calm and cool and collected. You know, but
so
when
collected.
Almega mood, you know, that camera's on is a whole different world.
Yeah, man. And better safe than sorry. Just feel it. Absorb all that energy. Reflect it back.
Be happy, folks. Do you. So long as you're not harming nobody, just do you and be happy. I mean, for real, at the end of the day, follow your passion, follow your heart. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the best thing in the world. It'll bring you nothing but joy.
Right?
Honest to God. When you
feel so good.
The things you enjoy. And especially when you're able to help others, I think that is the ultimate prize.
Preach.
When somebody comes back to you and says, yo, thank you so much for doing that. I got over on this. Hey, other people hit me up. They appreciated that I was on your show. This, that. I'm like, yo, no, thank you. You blessed me. So, you know, at the end of the day. So, you know, just
thank you for even leaving me one compliment. Yeah.
Just be grateful. Show gratitude, folks. It's so easy to do that. Just, you know.
Yep. It's easy to suck.
But a smile.
But it means so much when one goes the other way, leaves even the simplest comment saying, hey, you changed me.
You know, something that affects it's so great. I mean, even one time I was at a con online, I'm on the cover cape show, and some girl ran up to me. Oh my god, you're from on the cover cape, I listen to you guys all the time, I love you guys. I'm like, oh crap, thank you. Okay. wow. I was like, whoa, that's pretty
okay.
Cool. That was one of the first times. And I was talking to somebody like, you know her? I'm like, absolutely not. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool, bro. You got fans. I know the network has fans.
You know her now.
The network, my people have fans. I'm the one again that's blessed. My people got fans.
Yeah, right? It's a blessing. So how did you get to join the Who Would Win team? Were you, was it because James Gapsy was already working and he invited you on, man, or vice versa?
I've known James for a minute because, you know, Comic Crew back in the day always was posting like Who Would Win fights, you know, just general fights as a comic book geek. And I guess they found me doing that. We would just, you know, parlay and talk, you know what I mean? Hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm so-and-so. What you do, you know? And just over the years, we, you know, just politicked, you know, over the internet, and then came SDCC 2019, and I finally met James in person over there. I mean, we hung out for a bit, you know, and bullshit. You know, again, we've kept our friendship ever since then, and you know,
that's cool.
He's just been trying to get me on the show, and we finally had the right time. And so, you know, hell yeah, why not? Who Would Win is one of the most fun podcasts you can listen to, especially as a geek. It'll have you screaming in your car, like, are you crazy, Ray? And I mean, listen, Cam, I'm saying this publicly, that I am embarrassed and sad that I had to side with Ray. I really wanted to side with my boy James, but realistically could not. You know, I have to be fair.
I can't blame you. Yeah,
I want to do a hashtag. I can't believe I sided with Ray. You know?
Ray is wrong, always.
Oh, man. Ray, he wasn't awesome. Wrong, but I can't believe I sided with him.
Okay, he wasn't wrong. He was just mistaken. Oh.
Wait a minute. Do you believe I was wrong in that judgment of Dark?
No, I believe he used his mind trick on you, and it worked.
Oh, shit. Oh, shots
fired. It's called emotion. It's called emotion. It's all right. I've had all these guys on here, save Regina, and she's busy as fuck, so she'll get on here when she wants to get on here, probably never, but it's okay.
Let me ask you, how did you discover Who Would Win? That's our
great, great question.
Who Would Win is our Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
9 degrees of Who Would Win.
It pretty much is. It's a who's who of who's fought each other. I can't remember if I typed in verses or if there was some comedians who were guest starring on there or what, but it just trickled up enough, and I think it kept showing up on Twitter, and then I finally checked it out, and I was like, wow, this is a hoot. It's not even about the battles. It's just about just two comedians doing a wacky things. It's kind of reminds me of the, just even the slogan of Whose Line Is It Anyway? The points really don't matter. And just doing a mock battle back and forth, and having all these other comedians being judged, jury, and executioner, having voice actors come in.
Yeah, it's just fun.
It's eye-opening, and I've discovered so many great comedians on there as a result too. So it's just cool to see just creativity striving so organically.
Absolutely, you know, and James and that team got so many things going on. So you know, keep on talking about it. I'm definitely on team WWW all the way, baby.
Well, and your attitude. Like we're talking about energy now, same deal. Like it's just infectious, great energy. Each time you open your mouth, each time you give a ruling on any of these podcasts, it is just like, man, this is where I need to be. We need more things like this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I just do what you love. Sometimes it's where I come from. Just, you know, finding the energy in what I love and just being, you know, energized by it. Again, this is fun, right? This is pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to make you happy. It's supposed to keep you entertained. It's supposed to make you think. It's supposed to bring you some joy.
It means so much. Yeah.
So I just eat it all up. I mean, I watch anything and everything, and I like, you know, wow, thank you. I mean, I wish I was talented enough to draw like that, talented enough to write like that, maybe talented enough to do a movie like that. No, so I come from a sense of appreciation, like, wow, these people are so amazing. Like, so this is why I do these podcasts. I want to pick
right?
your brain. Like, how did you even do this? Like, what inspired you? How did you come from, you know, to do this? Because the stories, you know, some of them coming from nothing and being, you know, I'm not going to say the word self-made because somebody corrected me. Like, no, I wasn't self-made because I had a partner. And they're like,
you were very self-made. You were.
They're like, I was God-made. You know, I had support. You know, when no one was there, there was one person, somebody there. So
you had good support, but you knew instantly from day one, I will do this. I will not do that.
Yeah.
I speak for this. I don't speak for that.
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, listen, we've been through the gossip, you know, unfortunately, you know, certain things hit certain team members that wanted to be on that narrative and starting things that I did not want to partake in. You know what I mean? It's like, listen, there's enough of this. There's sites that want to cover that. I don't want to be about that.
Not what you signed up for.
And I had to lose team members that way. And just is going forward, that is why I vet everybody. Like, listen, we don't want people that does, you know, listen, everybody could believe in what they believe in, and I'm fine with that, you know, but this isn't about that. And you join here understanding we're not here to cover political things. We're here to celebrate this wonderful thing we have, because any day it could get lost.
It absolutely could.
You know?
And then you can't get back. Days,
many companies can say, you know what? I don't give a crap no more. I'm not going to produce none of this content. I'm done. So, you know, why? Because maybe so many of the community was spitting hate on it.
Maybe.
I mean, you know, don't destroy spirits. You know how hard it is to create something?
It's so hard. And then
to share it with people and publicly? I mean, they don't share it publicly to get skewered. I mean, wow, why would you do that? I mean, it
doesn't make any sense.
Be constructive in any criticism, in my opinion. That's all. Really be constructive. Don't say, I hate it. And that's that. It sucks. I mean, why?
Right?
What? Why?
You know, why is it bad?
Compare it. You know, this, that. That's what you need to do.
You would think that would be enough. That,
but I'm blessed with people like that on my team. Because they also are, many of them have been creators or come from a creative perspective. You know what I mean? Or have been collectors 30, 40 years. I mean, I have two members older than myself that have been buying books since before I was born, you know? Well, so, you know, we have like,
it's a rarity,
300 years of collective experience in our ages. And then some.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yo, 300 plus years. Yeah, we're wizards. Right. Merlin. Right. But it's a giant robot, right?
Do you wish you were Merlin?
Culture Supreme. Let's go.
Man, oh, man. What are some projects that are upcoming that you want to promote?
Well, of course, I got my Business Minded podcast where we talk to motivational coaches, entrepreneurs, you know, that are outside the scope of pop culture. So that's called the AMP, the Omega Podcast. You can check that out, the, you know, Omega Podcast, you know, YouTube, I mean, and the socials. You know, I talk to amazing guests that, you know, that have found ways to make mega bucks, and they want to teach you and inspire you on how to do that. You know what I mean? So that's something great. Always check out my man Johnny the Machine Hughes on Outside the Panels, because oh my gosh, is he busy. People love talking to my man.
Yes, Johnny. He is.
It's the English accent. That's why people love talking to my man Johnny.
The British accent.
Other than that, though, you know, he does great interviews, a lot of fun. You know what I mean? And those are pre-recorded and we drop whenever somebody wants. So you know, we have a whole bunch upcoming. You know, he worked hard. We got a DC show, The Definitive Crusade. Drops every 2 weeks. We got a Marvel podcast, the No Prize podcast that drops every 2 weeks. I mean, which actually is dropping this week, tomorrow. So you got to check that out. It drops every other Tuesday. All right. So check those out. And then well, we got K-pop Cosmos as well. Yes, we even cover K-pop music with Freya and my man, Mark Wepa. Thank you. I mean, covering some music. We got Sloppy Spoilers with David Taylor. We got Sonoma Crusaders with Nemesis and, you know, and Bracy and Shaving and all of them. Many shows. I'm a Crusader special. I'm telling you, Cam, we got it all. And then
you know,
and in the next couple of Comic Crusaders podcasts, I got more amazing comic book creators. And then I got an amazing young hip hop artist coming, you know, in a week. So I can't wait to put it on, because dope artists. I mean, again, showing you, we cover it all. Music, movies, comics. We got all types of people coming in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned. And my show is alive. Comic Crusaders podcast is always live, so stay tuned.
That's lovely. And what is it? You were recording Conan earlier, talking about that. to do a play on that. What is best in life?
What do you mean? What do you mean, what's best in life?
You remember the Conan line in the movie?
Oh.
The Barbarian. What is best in life?
Are you trying to get me in trouble right now, bro?
No. I get that there's some politically incorrect diction in there. I just mean in general, like what is best in life in your
mind? But no, I'm only playing, yeah. But definitely, you know what's best in life? Sharing a good energy with people, putting your best self forward, you know, and, you know, recognizing your deficiencies and working on them, you know, so to be able to be that better person and be able to help the next man or woman even better. You know what I mean? Let's put ourselves out there with our best energy and our best foot forward. You know, let's make this world a better place. I mean, that sounds cheesy, but you know, we could do that as individuals, you know, and, you know, you never know how infectious your energy could be.
Absolutely. You never know where it's going to go.
Absolutely.
But you want to use it well. Exactly. All righty, my dude.
Drink responsibly, folks.
Yes, drink responsibly. That's Al, you put on quite a show, my dude.
Nah, brother, you rock. You're great. Great questions. And, you know, you make the energy come out, my brother.
I hope so.
I love it. Hell yeah.
That's the other thing, too. I'll see so many people kind of linger around and befool themselves. And, like, dude, if you weren't digging it, that tone is not going to be visible at all in the playback.
Oh man, no, I love this, bro. You're the awesome, and I love your background too. I'm like, damn, thank you. God. You know, I don't know how to swim. I don't know how to swim. You
really?
Know, I'm kind of scared. I'll teach you. Falling. I tell people I ain't afraid of heights. I'm afraid of falling.
You're not afraid of flying. You're afraid of flying into the wrong billboard.
Could you imagine? You don't want to see how I make a splatter anywhere. You know what I mean? Especially after a good meal, it'll be horrible.
Oh shit. That got dark. Shit. That kind of day, but hey, you're in the mood. It's an infectious mood. I love it. I dig it. Hopefully everyone else does too. Of course they do. Your site's taken off. I'm sure you're impressed by the numbers, you know?
I'm happy. Either way, I'm telling you, a lot of people is worldwide. And again, it's all a credit to my amazing team and the supporters and people that comment and share. Thank you all, too, because without you guys, we ain't anything, for real. To every person that visits and clicks, even comments, even if they don't agree with what we share, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for just taking the time to address us, even.
Thank you for acknowledging our existence.
Exactly. Thank you, guys. You know, all press is good press. Love you guys. You guys are amazing. So God bless you guys all on your journey, yo, for real. Mm-hmm. I mean, do something. Stop sitting back behind your desk sometimes. Go outside, experience the world, and then you can share that with the world, you know.
Exactly.
Say, I can't do. You can't.
This Get is off your ass. Do it.
We got the internet. If I had this in the 90s, I probably would have been locked up, though, because of the trouble we were getting into.
GeoCities, you know, would be. It would have been great. Give me some mail saying, hey, what happened here? GeoCities. Oh. What convention can we catch you at? At typical annual Comic-Con?
Well, definitely doing New York Comic-Con this year. I'm going in this press. So I'm going to be all over the show floor. I'm mad busy, but you're definitely going to be seeing this logo zooming around the show floor.
Any other ones we can catch you at typically?
No, you're always going to catch me there. Terrific Con, you can always catch me. We're out in Comic Con, you're going to catch me this year. Bob O'Mac, my amazing toy reviewer, which I forgot to mention, man, my toy guy, Toyverse, big Bob O'Mac.
Toyverse,
he's
going to
be over at Colorado Springs Comic Con. You know, that's coming up.
It seems to be very busy this time of year, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's cons everywhere. I was just, you know, I tried to go to Fan Expo and had a horrible experience where I had to turn around because there was no parking at the facility.
Oh, no.
Apparently, they did it. I don't know if it was sabotaged or what, but there was another event going on, and people were taking advantage to park there during that event.
Taking
all the con parking. So, you know, we drove for an hour for nothing, but not really, because then we went to Ziggy Bombs and had one of the dopest steak and cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, so something good. There you go. I like this positive twist. It's like, hey, that sucks. Oh, my God,
dude, that steak and cheese, Cam, if you ever come out here to Wooster, I got to take you over to Ziggy Bomb. Right. That steak and cheese just melts in your mouth. God. I'm hungry now. I'm about to call my boy. Can we go to Ziggy Bomb again?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, for real. Well, come on down. I got you.
Promise.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up.